It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the MD's Fantasy Football Show with Dan Mader, giving you the X's and O's of all things fantasy.
We got the Washington Commanders taking on the Seattle Seahawks. This is another game like the Houston-Cincinnati game that I think has a chance to be a shootout type of game. We've seen Washington throwing the ball quite a bit. Seattle finally has a good matchup here against Washington, who likes to do nothing but give up long passes. And Seattle, looking as an offense, is looking to kind of get right. Seattle is favored in this game at -6 and a over-under of 46.5. The trends would actually tell you to take Washington. The trends would tell you to take the under. I'm going to go against the trends here, and I'm going to take the over on the 46.5. I'm not taking Seattle -6. Washington's been pesky enough. I'm not going to take Seattle to actually cover here by a near touchdown, but I am going to take over on the 46.5 because I think this game has potential shooter upside. Geno Smith, I have as a top 12 quarterback. Sam Howell, top 7 quarterback. The volume with Sam Howell has been incredible. I can't believe I have him this high, but this is where we are. Kenneth Walker, we actually got to talk about this a little bit. Chris, I want to kick this to you because you kind of commented on it. Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet. Charbonnet has been starting to cut into Walker's workload a little bit. Maybe Walker's not 100% healthy. That could be part of it, and probably is. I have an RB16 right now. I have Charbonnet right at my RB36 spot in the flex area. Even though Charbonnet is carving out a little bit of a role, and by the way, 56% of the snaps to 44% for Kenneth Walker. That's how I know Kenneth Walker is probably banged up. But I do think Charbonnet will be the pass catching back even when this whole thing gets sorted out like it was earlier in the year. Neither running back's going to use that much. Maybe that's because of matchup. This should be a better matchup. There's also going to be a better match for the pass catching. Are we going to get to the point where we're using both Walker and Charbonnet and therefore Walker is no longer the RB1 he was earlier in the year? Or are you going to see a bounce back from Walker as soon as he's healthy?
I don't think you're going to be using both of them at any point in this season. I don't know if Walker's necessarily going to bounce back to what he was either. I think because Charbonnet is actually going to have a role where he didn't have much of a role. We all expected him to kind of be more involved than he was earlier in the season. So I think you're going to kind of see him, you know, he was drafted high enough to be kind of involved in this offense. Seattle likes to rotate their backs. But I think Kenneth Walker is going to bounce back. A big part of this is the Seattle offense has been sputtering and hasn't been able to kind of move the ball. The offensive line play has been poor. Geno Smith's play has been poor. As a result, they're not getting the red zone. They're not getting opportunity to score touchdowns or score points. So these running games getting kind of forgotten about. I think as this offense kind of has easier matchups and as they kind of click a little bit better, DK Metcalf's a big part of that offense of what they got to kind of click. Then I think the running back will kind of get back in the track because the offense overall has enough weapons to kind of keep you honest. We've seen Kenneth Walker be able to get in spurts. So last year when he got banged up, when he gets healthy, usually he brings it back a spark in that offense. So I think he's still going to be a guy you like to have on your team.
It's just your best offensive play when you're Seattle, by far, numbers-wise, is play action. You have to start setting that up again. And Washington's the perfect team who doesn't have much of a defensive line left to try to help and set that up. So that will be remain to be seen. I'm still playing Walker this week. Again, Geno, you mentioned DK. DK is somebody I'm lower than the ECR. ECR's got him at wide receiver 11. I understand the talent. I understand the matchup, but I got my wide receiver 19. Metcalf's been slightly out-targeted by Lockett over the past few weeks. JSN has been getting targeted more and playing more. That's being the most important thing, going over 80% of routes over the past few weeks as they're getting him more involved, and it's taking away from DK Metcalf, and he's not necessarily hitting those big plays. He's in wide receiver 36 on a points-per-game basis, and he hasn't scored double-digit points since week 4 in half-point PPR. Been bad for DK Metcalf. So while I know this is a big matchup, Adam, are you going to be that confident where you make him a low-end wide receiver one, or you're more on my end as a low-end wide receiver two, frankly?
Yeah, I think I'm closer to your end, and I think it's the things that you said. And to add to that, this to me feels like a game that I think Seattle will put up points. I'm not fully confident the Commanders don't get put out of this thing very quickly. Just the pass rush as a whole. And because of that, I'm kind of curious if Seattle needs to pass that much in the second half. I'm a little concerned when it comes to DK. I mean, we already saw them kind of have this issue in the Bengals game where it just became a sack fest. I think it might be that, but one-sided because Seattle's, you know, not going to have that problem on their offense.
If they were playing better, I would say yes. Washington's been feisty enough, and Seattle hasn't been playing very great, where it's hard for me to picture it. Not that it couldn't happen when you look at these two teams on personnel-wise, but it just hasn't really clicked enough for me for Seattle to think that they're going to blow them out, especially the way Washington's been able to hang around in games.
Their pass rush has been pretty good, though, and yeah, Howell's getting hit at, like, a historical rate, and obviously that's been happening in every game. But I mean, you've seen it other than the Eagles, which are an aberration. He pops off in the games where with weaker pass rushes and gets kind of slowed down in the games where they're genuinely good pass rushes.
No,
have no explanation for Philadelphia. That one.
The explanation there is the Commanders always find a way to play Philly tough. That's the only explanation. Divisional rival. Brian Robinson, still a volume-based RB2. If last week is any indicator, he could probably fall into the end zone a couple of times. I am playing Lockett as a low-end wide receiver too. Jahan Dotson, I have him at wide receiver 30. As long as he is good to go. I will say, though, Curtis Samuel being back in the mix, we might have to temper expectations because Dotson's value has risen up when Curtis Samuel's been out of the lineup. So keep an eye on that. If Curtis Samuel is available, you might have temper expectations on Jahan Dotson. This is the highest I've had JSN ranked all year. I do have him at wide receiver 35. Heavy bye weeks, partly to do with that. Matchup, the other part to do with that. Him playing more, the other part to do with that. Not excited to play him. Wouldn't want to try to play him, but I do have him as a low-level flex play. You guys have any other notes on this game? We do have a question coming in from Antonio. So he's got Herbert, Kyren Williams, and Amari Cooper for Lamar, Devonta Smith, Deontay Johnson, and Jerome Ford in a full point PPR league. Chris, would you do this deal?
So he's got what? Herbert, Kyren Williams, and Amari Cooper for Lamar, Devonta, Deontay, and Jerome Ford. Yes, I would do that deal.
Yeah, 100%. I'm 100% with you. First, we get the 4-3. You're not getting a drop off at all. Quarterback Kyren Williams still has a couple more weeks before he's back. Mark Cooper's been good, but Devonta with no Dallas Goedert. Deontay's been back in action. Jerome Ford looking like Jerome Ford again. Antone, go ahead and pull that trigger. That seems like a no brainer. Let's head to our next match.